Life Audio.
God's Word is reliable and without error. In His Word, He conveys His heart and His desires for humanity. He also uses His Word to point us directly to His Son, Jesus Christ, through whom we find salvation. In just a moment, we'll be reading today's chapter together, but before we do, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. It goes without saying, but the Bible has changed so many lives. Take a second to think about what life would be like if you didn't have access to a Bible, or if you weren't even allowed to own one. And that's a reality that many are facing. That's why I want to tell you about one of our partners, Crew. Crew has missionaries in almost every country, and they are seeing people come to know Jesus. There's just one thing they're missing, a Bible in their own language. For only $24 a month, you can provide three people with Bibles each and every month. When you sign up to provide three Bibles with a monthly gift of $24, Crew will also provide meals to 12 hungry individuals through their humanitarian aid ministry. Plus, you'll receive a free copy of my book, Walking in Wisdom. Simply text WISDOM to 71326 to help today. That's WISDOM, or visit give.crew.org/wisdom. Again, that's give.crew.org/wisdom. Message and data rates may apply. Available to U.S. addresses only.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
You're listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're reading Psalms 31 and 32, and we'll be reading from the Contemporary English Version. A Psalm by David for the Music Leader. I come to you, Lord, for protection. Don't let me be ashamed. Do as you have promised and rescue me. Listen to my prayer and hurry to save me. Be my mighty rock and the fortress where I am safe. You, Lord God, are my mighty rock and my fortress. Lead me and guide me so that your name will be honored. Protect me from hidden traps and keep me safe. You are faithful and I trust you because you rescued me. I hate the worshipers of worthless idols, but I trust you, Lord. I celebrate and shout because you are kind. You saw all my suffering and you cared for me. You kept me from the hands of my enemies and you set me free. Have pity, Lord. I am hurting and almost blind. My whole body aches. I have known only sorrow all my life long, and I suffer year after year. I am weak from sin and my bones are limp. My enemies insult me. Neighbors are even worse, and I disgust my friends. People meet me on the street, and they turn and run. I am completely forgotten, like someone dead. I am merely a broken dish. I hear the crowds whisper, "Everyone is afraid. They are plotting and scheming to murder me." But I trust you, Lord, and I claim you as my God. My life is in your hands. Save me from enemies who hunt me down. Smile on me, your servant. Have pity and rescue me. I pray only to you. Don't disappoint me. Disappoint my cruel enemies until they lie silent in their graves. Silence those proud liars. Make them stop bragging and insulting your people. You are wonderful, and while everyone watches, you store up blessings for all who honor and trust you. You are their shelter from harmful plots, and you are their protection from vicious gossip. I praise you, Lord, for showing great kindness when I was like a city under attack. I was terrified and thought, "They've chased me far away from you," but you answered my prayer when I shouted for help. All who belong to the Lord, show how you love him. The Lord protects the faithful, but He severely punishes everyone who is proud. All who trust the Lord, be cheerful and strong. Psalm 32, a special psalm by David. Our God, You bless everyone whose sins You forgive and wipe away. You bless them by saying, "You told me your sins without trying to hide them, and now I forgive you." Before I confessed my sins, my bones felt limp, and I groaned all day long. Night and day, Your hand weighed heavily on me, and my strength was gone as in the summer heat. So I confessed my sins and told them all to You. I said, "I'll tell the Lord each one of my sins." Then You forgave me and took away my guilt. We worship You, Lord, and we should always pray whenever we find out that we have sinned. Then we won't be swept away by a raging flood. You are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble, and You put songs in my heart because You have saved me. You said to me, "I will point out the road that you should follow. I will be your teacher and watch over you. Don't be stupid, like horses and mules that must be led with ropes to make them obey. All kinds of troubles will strike the wicked, but Your kindness shields those who trust You, Lord. And so Your good people should celebrate and shout." Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your word and for the privilege of being able to look at this portion of Scripture today. And Lord, we're blessed by the reminder that we see in this passage to confess to You, to just look at ourselves honestly and open up and admit the things that we're wrestling with and struggling with. Lord, we know that we sin in all kinds of areas. We know, Lord, that we have these internal struggles and battles going on in our hearts and our minds and in our lives. And we want our lives to be poured out in honoring You. But Lord, we know that sometimes sin seeks to tie us up and keep us locked up in such a way that we can't go about freely. But we also know that through faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ, we have been set free from the power of sin and death. Sin is no longer our master, and we no longer need to yield our allegiance to it because we have freedom through faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we pray that we would walk in that freedom. We pray, Lord, that where there are areas of sin in our lives, that we would confess those things before You. And we're grateful, Lord, for the fact that You are eager to forgive, You are eager to cleanse, and You remind us time and time again that Your love for us remains. So we're grateful, Lord, for all of these things, and we commit ourselves to You today, and we thank You for all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.